This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 29th of August 2021. Today is an open theme, so we've got a bit of several things for you today. We remind you of a couple of contests coming up soon, including an encouragement from Ed for the Fox Mike Hotel Portable Operations Challenge. There are updates on Perth Tech and the raffle, Roy's Amateur Radio Helpline, and a special interest item from Jeff. And we speak the C word. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News and can be heard on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how.
Hi, it's Ed again. I know many of you will have heard the corny jingles and even me blathering on about the Portable Operations Challenge, but give me a couple of minutes and let me give you an update. No, nothing has changed in the rules of the contest, but I've had a few people ask questions and I'm not surprised, as this ain't no normal contest. This is a contest for everyone, the big superstations and the small guys, those at home and those who like to head out portable. You all know your license says you should only use as much power as needed to make a contact, and this contest rewards you for doing the right thing. Think of it this way. If you run 100 watts and make a contact, you'll get the points related to the distance. Now, if rather than running 100 watts, you use 50 watts, that will drop your signal at the other end by half an S point. If you drop down again to 25 watts, your signal will be received by the same station at just one S point less. But as the scoring in the POC is based on watts per kilometre, running at 25 watts to make the contact will give you 4 times the points compared to running 100 watts. There are other multipliers, home versus portable, mode used, etc., but the base calculation starts with the kilometre per watt calculation. Okay, this is all good for QRP station promotion, and yes, if we all ran 25 watts rather than 100, there would be less interference. But why should you bother with a contest started by a Yank and supported by a POM? What do they know about operating in and from Australia? Well, thanks to News West, there's a West Australian twist to this contest. Take part in the main POC from VK6, at least in session 1 between 0800 and 1159 UTC, that's 4 to 8pm Western Australia time, on Saturday, September 4th. Send in your VKCL log, and you'll see what your mates in WA can do in your own VK6 POC. All details of the main POC event are at foxmikehotel.com/challenge. Come on, guys and gals, give it a true VK Blue go. 73s and good luck from Ed. DD5LP, VK2JI.
Did you remember that it's Hamfest today? I guess if you're listening to the evening broadcast, it's all over, Red Rover, in which case, hopefully you had a good outing this morning. For morning listeners, this is your reminder that it's not too late to head on down to the Cyril Jackson Recreation Centre in Ashfield. Entry is $5. COVID-safe rules are in place. You can scan the QR code or sign the COVID-safe form. The WA Amateur Radio News team has a table at Hamfest to meet and greet and to give out information about Perth Tech and the raffle. So we'll see you there.
We're plodding along with Perth Tech. It's that doldrum time when most things are in place and we just need to wait until it's a bit closer, time-wise, then, COVID permitting, to go into a final countdown. The best thing you can do now is to commit to going and get online and book your spot. If COVID affects the show again this year, we'll reschedule or refund. Last week, we asked for someone to help with supply and operation of equipment for video streaming of presenters. We've had a kind offer of equipment, however, the person who owns equipment isn't available to operate it on that day. It's not high-level professional gear, a couple of video sources and a video switching device. If you reckon you could manage that, please shout out to PerthTech at vk6.net, or you could see us at Hamfest today. You can make a bit of a weekend out of Perth Tech by bringing your caravan or camper on Friday and Saturday nights at a cost of $12 per van per night. That cost is passed on to the facility managers. A recreation room will be open, as will showers and toilets. Powered sites are available, and we'll play with radios on Friday night especially. After the day of presentations, the bar will be open, and you can stop for a sundowner and a social chit-chat. Perth Tech is at Gidgiganut Recreation Centre, about 20 kilometres out of Midland, along 2J Road. You turn off Roe Highway into 2J Road, and it's about 20 minutes away. Bookings are essential for Perth Tech and are made online at vk6.net. You can pay by card or PayPal.
Have you explored the range of utilities and useful items on offer by the Radio Amateur Society of Australia? There's a range of stuff that works with you to improve your amateur radio experience. RASA produce an excellent online magazine bi-monthly. This magazine has an interesting array of items for amateurs. You'll find several issues at qtcmag.com. That's Quebec Tango Charlie Mike Alpha Golf.com. Among the QTC magazines, you'll see the Welcome to Amateur Radio book. This 34-page book sets you up with all sorts of useful information that you'll need to know as a new amateur, as well as refreshing a few things for the old hams. Help yourself to this online book for yourself or someone you know. Having problems with QRM or QRN? Look up QRM.guru, which is a knowledge base of questions and solutions to that pesky interference, which is so prevalent these days. So that's in its own website, QRM.guru, Quebec Radio Mike. Guru. Go there and explore. It is pretty good. Does your club run training courses or exams for newcomers to the hobby? RASA has put together a free amateur radio welcome pack. These packs comprise a portfolio folder, which includes a number of useful documents and reference sheets that will give your students some practical and relevant material to take away at the end of the course. Head on over to the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. Again, vkradioamateurs.org, and see for yourself what's on offer. Free and for nothing.
Coming up soon is the 76th running of the Oceana DX contest. The OCDX contest is Oceana's only international style contest where contacts with stations all over the globe are able to participate. The contest runs over the first two full weekends in October and has SSB, CW and SWL categories. Go to the contest website for more information. This contest is in two parts. The single sideband contest is on Saturday, October the 2nd, which is next weekend, and runs for 24 hours from 0600 on Saturday through to 0600 on Sunday. These times are UTC, and if you haven't got your UTC on yet, here in VK6, we're 8 hours ahead of UTC, so Western Standard Time is UTC plus 8, which is 2 p.m. The CW contest is on the following weekend, CW Saturday, October the 9th, both starting at 0600 Zulu. Oceana stations may contact any station for QSO points, whilst non-Oceana stations are required to contact any station in Oceana for QSO points. This is an international contest that's easy for us to enter. All you need to do is to have a working HF station and good logging software, and again, the VK contest logger include this contest. As with any of these 24-hour contests, good luck if you can put in the whole 24 hours. However, if you wish, you can put in small patches of operation during the 24-hour period. The Oceana DX contest has its own website, oceanadxcontest.com, and if you can't remember that address, you'll find contest information on the WIA website contesting section.
If it's not amateur radio, it's not amateur radio news. News West is dedicated to amateur radio for amateur radio operators. This is VK6 ARN, and I'm Bob VK6 POP.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
The Perth Tech raffle is well underway and ticket sales are starting to build up, so thanks to our early customers. This raffle will cover the costs of running Perth Tech, and we do it this way rather than charge an entry fee to cover the cost of the event. It's more fun this way, isn't it? If you haven't heard or haven't remembered, the prizes are attractive. The first prize is the ICOM 705's SDR portable radio with matching backpack, with the retail value a smidge under $2,000. Second prize is an MFJ antenna analyzer valued at just under $600. And the third prize is a Comet GP15 tri-band antenna. Tickets are $5 each and ticket sales are online. The link to ticket sales is at our website, vk6.net.
Here's a shout out to CW Operators. The CW Ops Open Contest is on next weekend. This contest is in 3 4-hour sessions, and each session is separately logged, checked, and awarded. That's 3 separate contests in one. So that's next Saturday, the 4th of September. Session 1, midnight to 0359 Zulu. Session 2, 1200 to 1559 Zulu. Session 3, 2000 to 2359 Zulu. This contest is open to all amateur radio operators worldwide, and CW is the only mode allowed. Whilst the contest inevitably has a predominantly North American and European focus, each of these three sessions is likely to provide openings to North America and or Europe as well as to Asia. Check out the website cwops.org. This information was provided by Barry Simpson, VK2, Bravo Juliet, Oceania Director of CW Ops. We said some time ago that we wouldn't use the C word on News West. No, not that word. We meant COVID. You see, this thing hasn't gone away, and it will come back to bite us time and time again, unless enough of us do the right thing. COVID is the sword of Damocles hanging over the head of anyone trying to organise some sort of event. You know, getting a group of people together for some common purposes. Any person or group organising any event of any size does so under a cloud of uncertainty. A sword of Damocles that impacts on the ability to get on with the organising the event, and they must be aware and be prepared for the sword to drop and cancel the thing at short notice. It only takes one person to enter the community, unaware of their infection, to infect a few other people, and off we go, into the shutdown. We're still persisting with Perth Tech, and we'll hang on, and it will take a local shutdown for it to be cancelled. Already, we're unlikely to get interstate presenters in person. Our financial exposure is minimal, so we can hold out for some time yet. The way we can all lift or reduce this uncertainty is to reduce the impact of COVID on our community, and to achieve this, we need to achieve the immunisation targets. The bottom line of this message is, if you haven't had the jab, get yourself organised and get it done. If you're unsure about it being the right thing to do, talk to your GP about it. The sooner we can hit the magic number in our community, the sooner we can organise our events with a degree of certainty. Certainty, now, that's a C word we can live with.
This is VK6 ARN, and you're listening to News West.
In journalism, a scoop or exclusive is an item of news reported by one journalist or news organisation before others, and of exceptional originality, importance, surprise, excitement, or secrecy. That definition comes from Wikipedia. Do you remember our story last week about Binar 1, WA's first spacecraft designed from scratch by Curtin University engineers and PhD students? That was News West's scoop. We put the story to air on News West last weekend, a few days before it went to air on commercial TV and radio broadcasts. And the whole story was missed by our august WIA National News, even though the project operates on amateur radio frequencies and the project team gained amateur radio licences via a Western Australian amateur radio club in order to be able to do this. We don't like to brag, but we're bragging. Actually, we do like to brag. Now, the ACMA is holding a survey amongst amateurs on the 2x1 call sign allocation, and it's in their news bulletin of a couple of weeks ago. And they said, "We're aware of interest in the amateur community for the issue of 2x1 call signs for use in amateur radio contests. The ACMA has discussed arrangements for 2x1 call signs with the Australian Maritime College. The Australian Maritime College will manage the allocation of the 2x1 contest call signs on behalf of the ACMA. Amateurs will not be required to obtain a new licence or vary an existing licence to use these call signs. The ACMA and the AMC are seeking the views of the amateur radio community on allocation arrangements for 2x1 call signs. Please complete the ACMA survey, if you have an opinion, which closes on the 31st of August, and that's Tuesday. So if you have an opinion on the 2x1 call signs, you'd better get moving. If you haven't already expressed your opinion, the address of the survey is on the email sent to the WA Hams email list today.
Clubs play an important role in amateur radio, bringing people together to share information and skills, doing all sorts of activities, and of course, to socialise. Next week is the News West Club Focus Edition. In this episode, clubs are given the space to promote themselves and what they are getting up to. It's your club's chance to bang your drum, blow your trumpet, and fly your flag. You may think that what your club does is pretty ordinary. However, to many other people, it may well prove fascinating, stimulating new ideas for something to get up to. There's a few ways to get a club item to us for News West. You could write and record the item in your own voice, as this is the preferred method, because it's your story and your voice. If recording isn't an option, send your text and someone from the news team can record it. Or give us a yell and we can hook up on Skype or similar and record it as an interview, with a guarantee that your bloopers, ums and ahs and spousal interruptions can be excised. And you have our guarantee that your club items are given priority for inclusion in the program, even if that means running overtime, and even if it means that the regular news team are given a week off without pay. How unusual. Club Focus belongs to the clubs, so please use it. Thanks to the clubs who regularly support the Club Focus edition. The deadline for your club item is noon Friday.
Greetings once again. This is Amateur Radio Helpline for the 29th of August 2021. And greetings to all, and what do I have for you today? Still looking for a new home for a PRC-25. It's an ex-military transceiver. A Papa Romeo Charlie 2-5, or maybe a Papa Romeo Charlie 7-7. We're looking for, this is Graham, VK4 Bravo Bravo of the National News. If you can help him, please contact Graham. That's a Papa Romeo Charlie 2-5, Papa Romeo Charlie 7-7. His email address is nationalnews@wia.org.au. That's nationalnews, or one word, at wia.org.au. Next, we have from Craig, VK6 Hotel X-Ray, and looking for a new home for the following items, preferably in the metro area. One Precision Model 660 valve tube tester, $275. A BWD 835 60 MHz oscilloscope, $80. A WaveTech Model 145 20 meg pulse function generator, $120. A Dick Smith Model Mic 1153 step down transformer, 240 volts, 215 volts, $80. One only Siglent Sierra Delta Sierra 1102 Charlie November Lima 100 meg digital storage oscilloscope, $375. So Hewlett Packard 410C vacuum tube voltmeter with AC probe and T connector, $210. There's a Hewlett Packard 5334 Alpha 100 MHz universal counter, $100. There's a Hewlett Packard 8328 Alpha up to 12 GHz universal counter, $150. And if you're interested in those items, please contact Craig. His mobile number is 0418 923 257. 0418 923 257. Contact Craig, VK6 Hotel X-Ray. Now I have Frieda Goodhome, a Canon scan, November 640 Papa flatbed scanner, complete with installation CD and power supply, working perfectly, and works with Windows XP. Contact Tony on 0895286735, 0895286735, or email to Tango Alpha Romeo Golf Echo November Tango India at westnet.com.alpha uniform. Next we have a Kenwood Tango Sierra 680 Sierra HF and 6 meter transceiver, $200. A Dick Smith power supply Delta 3800 max 25 amp power supply, $150. A Kenwood Romeo 1000 HF receiver, $175. Contact Craig 0418 923 257, 0418 923 257. Still looking for a transceiver by Kodan, an NGT November Golf Tango transceiver by Kodan. If you can help Lachlan, please call him on 0409 585 557. Again, 0409 585 557, or email alphauniformdeltadeltaindianovemberoscar_95@hotmail.com. alphauniformdeltadeltaindianovemberoscar_95@hotmail.com. Next we have from Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India, a Drake Sierra Mike 2000 2kW antenna tuning unit in good working condition, has two ranges, 200 watts and 2000 watts. And two antenna inputs, or outputs if you prefer. Price $400. Barry also has a transceiver, a Yaesu Fox Tango 736 Romeo VHF UHF base station transceiver with 50 megs, 2 meters and 70 centimeters modules in good working order. Comes with additional external 13.8 20 amp power supply and a Yaesu Yankee Mic 38 desk microphone and manual. Asking price for the lot, $500. Contact Barry on 0428 959771, 0428 959771, or email to bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. His email address again is bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. And that's all I have for you for this week. If you would like anything included in next week's broadcast, please contact me. VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is the address for the email. VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com, with a cell call going off in the background. This is VK6XRayVictor, 73, until next time.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to the broadcasters and callback collectors, and also to the West Australian Repeater Group for maintaining the linked repeater network. We've got the full production crew back on deck this week, Mike, Roy and Jeff, and the cutting room floor is looking clean again now that Andrew has returned to his own tasks. Thanks, Andrew, for filling in for Mike. Next week, we return to the club focus theme. So, clubs, get working on your contribution for News West. Whether you're on your way to or at Hamfest or recuperating at home after Hamfest, don't forget to get on air this week and make some noise.